The Clintons are coming in to testify.
House Republicans,
they've been issued a subpoena, and the Clintons refused to come in. And then the House Republicans said, we will have you arrested. And the Clintons said, okay, we'll come in. I wish nothing but the worst for the Clintons. You know, I'm fully okay with them being hung out to dry. But, like, obviously, them bringing the Clintons in, as opposed to, like, every single other person listed in the files. Like, we know why the Republicans want to bring them in. I also don't really know why they're doing this, because the Clintons don't have much to fear. And I feel like they could just keep saying over and over, like, yeah, I was there also. I saw Trump. I don't know. Like, you, I feel like you're kind of, by insisting they be there, you're only, like, drawing more attention to the issue and, like, opening up the possibility. Then again, the Clintons are so in bed with the deep state, it's possible they refuse to do that to avoid, like, giving info away to the people who are still embroiled in this. Hillary will testify before the House Oversight Committee on February 26th, and Bill will arrive on the 27th. It'll mark the first time lawmakers have compelled a former president to testify. Insane, by the way, considering how many times the nefarious schemes of previous presidents have been uncovered, that at no point in all of American history has Congress ever dragged any of them in. Why not? They're public servants. Maybe there isn't as much on Bill as everyone thought there was. Actually, based on what we've seen in the files, it seems like there is less. Like, he seems to be a lot less embroiled in the bad stuff than Donald Trump. Obviously, that doesn't, like, abdicate him, because he's still there. But yeah, Trump was his best friend. Epstein's, I mean. There's probably more material to work with there. What was that one bit? In the most recent Epstein file release, Trump is mentioned more times than Harry Potter is in all of the Harry Potter books combined.